So we continue today in Simon Sadikei. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Yechavi in Sif Aleph, Yechavi in Raglov Zeit Zelzeh, Bechivon, Ki Ilu Einam Elam Echad. The person should put his feet together so that they are like one. Lihidamos the Melachim, Vichsib Bahem Raglayim Regal Yishara. And this is in order to appear, to have the appearance of Malachim, like angels, as the Pasuk says, that they appear as if they have one leg, as they stand in a state of attentiveness before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kivomar, Raglehem Nirim Keregel Echot. The feet of the Malachim, which are always together, have the appearance of one leg. Yeshomim, so the Ramah says, there are those who say, Kishomi Lispalo, Yelich Lefanov Shalosh Psios Derech Kiruv Hagosh Lodovish Etzarech Lasos. Furthermore, the Ramah says that some say that when you daven Mishmona Esrei, one should take three steps back, three steps forward, in order to have the appearance that one is coming in close proximity to the king. So the Mishnah Berurah comments over here, Yechavim Raglov, one should put his feet together for Shmona Esrei. Ubidi Eved, Afilu Im Lokivin Raglov Klal Yotza. And Bidi Eved, if a person doesn't put their feet together at all, they're still Yotze. You know, in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, in footnotes 2 and 3, see, quotes of the Ephraim Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe writes over here, that in the event that someone is unable to put his feet together, for whatever the reason, meaning let's say a person has a physical issue, so a person should just try his best to keep his feet as close together as possible. But b'di'evad, if one did not do it, still yotzeil. Hidamos l'malachim, Mishnah Berurah siv katan beis, shekeven shemedaber mashkin latzarach l'salik kol machshavos hagof milibo, uladamos kilu hu malach, because when a person davens, when a person speaks with the Shekhinah, it is best to remove all physical thoughts from one's mind and to be as angelic as possible. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if one is sitting and saying Shmona Esrei, one should still try to keep his feet together. Od kasu shal yismoch az la'achorav lo yehe mutel etzdadav v'al yifshot ragla v'al yarkivem ze'alzeh v'pnei shekol zehu derech gaiva el yoshev v'rosh ha'kafov. Similarly, again, one should not lean to the side, one should not lean on anything, one shouldn't cross his legs, because again, all of this has the appearance ultimately of gaiva. Yelech lefanov Sivkon Gimel, the Inzark Laksra Lachurov, Kadelech Lefanov, Kinkasve El Yarabav, Aminago Ulam, Lelech Lachurov. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that technically speaking, all one needs to do is really take three steps forward, as if entering into the presence of the Shekhinah. But yet the Minago Ulam, the custom is that a person first takes three steps back and then three steps forward. Kasavad Darki Moshe, Maharil Hayanoeg Lamod Bishachras Litvila Shmona Esrei, Masa Shehiskal Tzibor, Tihilos Lakel El Yon. So the Ma'aril used to go ahead and stand up for Shmona Esrei already in Shachris, at the time when the Shliach Tzibur would say Tehilos the Kel Elyon, by Mincha, when ultimately the Shliach Tzibur would begin to daven, and by Ma'ariv, when he would begin Kaddish. V'gam Yasser Askicho V'nei V'chol Dover Mavavo Machshavto. Certainly, again, one should also go ahead and remove any type of saliva or phlegm or anything else that ultimately would go ahead and distract him from davening. Sif Beis, Tzarek Sheyakov Ma'at Rosho Ma'at. A person should bend his head, tilt his head slightly, She'inov L'matal Aretz, that his eyes should be facing downwards towards the earth. V'yachshov Kilu Omid B'Beis HaMikdash. And a person should think, person should have in mind, like he's standing in the Beis HaMikdash, U'belibo Yechavi L'mal L'shamayim. And his heart should be directed heavenward. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Katan Dalid, Vabach Kasav the Kodim Shiaskal the Hispala Yistakal Bechalonos Klape Shmaim, Kadesh Yalibo Nichna. So, as much as one's eyes are supposed to be shifted downward, but one's heart is supposed to be upward, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bach, who says that one should first look out the windows before one begins to dab in order to gain a glimpse of the heavens, hopefully to inspire. Lamata La'aretz, Sif Katan Hei, Va'osam Ha'abir Hashem Ve'Neim Lamalakim Abitim Alagag, Hamalachim Aligim Aleim. Those who lift their heads up and their eyes upwards, like they're staring at the roof, the malachim literally laugh at them. The kasav aprim egadim shein lasos tnuah mishuna ubiyachid rishos v'lo b'tzibor. Furthermore, the Mishnah Prima Gadim says that one should not engage in any type of actions during davening that cause one to stand out. Kasa meaning one shouldn't raise their voice too much, make strange movements. Kasa achronim shekom yishe'eno otzeim eino b'shas tfilah shmona esrei. Eino zocha liros pnei shechina b'tzeis nafsho. Achem mispala b'sidr ve'ina b'kuchos kidei liros bo leslan bo. This is actually interesting. So the Achronim write that anyone who does not close his eyes during Shemona Esrei will not be privileged to see the Shechina at the moment that his soul leaves his body. If, however, one has his eyes open because he's looking in the Siddur, then that is not problematic. The idea over here is that one should do whatever one can in order to maximize the Kavanah. But the imagery is quite beautiful. Head tilted slightly forward, eyes downward, but heart lifted upward. And a person viewing themselves as literally as if they're davening inside the Beis HaMikdash. We'll stop over here for today. Mir Tashem will pick up with Sif Gimel tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.